cholesterol testing for optimal health, why ApoB and LPA matter. Cholesterol testing has changed significantly in recent years. Traditional lipid panels that report LDL-C, HDL-C, and triglycerides are still useful, but they do not reveal the full picture of cardiovascular risk. Newer markers such as ApoB and LPA provide more accurate information about the particles that contribute most to plaque formation. These markers are now central to modern longevity and preventive health strategies. Understanding the limits of a standard lipid panel. A typical cholesterol panel measures the amount of cholesterol inside lipoproteins. It does not measure how many particles are present in circulation. Cardiovascular disease begins when atherogenic particles penetrate the arterial wall. The number of particles matters more than the amount of cholesterol they contain. This is why LDL-C can sometimes appear normal even when risk is elevated. Particle count is the key variable. ApoB, a clearer indicator of cardiovascular risk. ApoB measures the total number of atherogenic lipoproteins, including LDL, VLDL, IDL, and LPA. Every one of these particles carries exactly one ApoB molecule, which makes the test a direct indicator of how many plaque-forming particles are present in the bloodstream. ApoB correlates more strongly with cardiovascular events than LDL-C. It is also an actionable marker that responds to nutrition, training, weight management, medication, and other interventions. For people focused on long-term health, an ApoB level below 80 mg/dL is considered ideal, and below 60 mg/dL is preferred for individuals aiming for maximum protection. LPA, the genetic factor. LPA is a genetically driven lipoprotein that can increase cardiovascular risk even when other markers appear normal. It is relatively stable throughout life and is not significantly changed through lifestyle modification. High LPA increases the likelihood of early heart disease and calcification. Anyone with a family history of cardiovascular disease should test it at least once, since early knowledge can guide more aggressive management of particle levels overall. Values below 30 mg/dL are considered desirable. Levels above 50 mg/dL indicate increased risk. When LPA is high, lowering ApoB becomes even more important. Best practices for cholesterol testing. A more complete approach to lipid testing includes ApoB and a once-in-a-lifetime LPA measurement in addition to the standard cholesterol panel. Non-HDL-C is a helpful secondary value if ApoB is not available. For individuals who are focused on longevity, it is beneficial to track trends over time through regular testing rather than relying on a single measurement. Lipid patterns also change with aging and menopause, so periodic re-evaluation is important. Pairing a cholesterol panel with metabolic markers such as fasting insulin, hsCRP, and HbA1c provides better insight into cardiovascular and inflammatory health. The combination of particle testing and metabolic assessment offers a more complete view of long-term risk. Optimal ranges for long-term health. Conventional reference ranges reflect population averages, not protective targets. People who want to minimize long-term cardiovascular risk generally pursue the following values. ApoB below 80 mg/dL. LDL-C below 70 mg/dL. Non-HDL-C below 100 mg/dL. Triglycerides below 100 mg/dL. HDL-C at 60 mg/dL or higher. LPA below 30 mg/dL. hsCRP below 1.0 mg/L. Cardiovascular disease develops slowly across decades. It is measurable long before symptoms appear. ApoB offers the most reliable insight into the number of particles capable of initiating plaque formation, and LPA identifies genetic risk that traditional tests overlook. Together, they create a more precise and proactive approach to cardiovascular protection. Cholesterol testing for health optimization. Modern cholesterol testing provides far more information than the traditional lipid panel alone. ApoB delivers the clearest view of atherogenic particle burden and is essential for anyone who wants to reduce long-term cardiovascular risk. LPA should be measured at least once to identify inherited risk. Integrating these markers into routine testing supports a more informed and preventive approach to health that aligns with the goals of longevity, metabolic strength, and early detection. The information provided in this article is for general informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice. Always consult a qualified healthcare professional before making any decisions regarding your health or treatment.